Yep. I have a feeling if they had known his cardiac history, they might not have let him dive. I don't know. But at any rate. Oh, hey, how's Jake doing, Ron? Oh, I was going to say, you got the LM mount. You got to try to find an antenna for that anymore. Used a lot of those in the 80s and the 90s. Those kind of fell out of favor. Well, you know, they're not really good for 800. W8RPM, WT-Mobile.
You know, the first couple of vehicles that I had that I put radios in, my 68 Galaxy, my 74 Mercury Montego, then are my 90 Accord, my 91 CRX, you know, most of those had LMs on them. With, you know, you couldn't get a dual band antenna, but the LM150s were super popular and worked really well. And, you know, those 5/8 wave VHF antennas were also very, very, very resonant as a loaded 6-meter quarter wave. Back during a few of the prior cycles, you know, I did that routine too, but I still had some brand new mounts, and I still have a couple of them in a bag, but you can't find anything to fit them, you know. I mean, I would be happy to take an LM150. I did talk to Scott. He didn't have any laying around in, you know, new old stock. I've been trying to get a hold of Roger Webster. He's usually got some stuff, but... All right, how long are you up for?